Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Pre-Show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. We can only say that for a couple more days, I guess, due to the big news. Excuse me, yesterday. Check us out on our video stream, 937thefan.com, right there, live link at the top, 937 The Fan live in studio. Watch, it says really big at the top, so you can't miss that. Our YouTube page as well, and go ahead and subscribe so that you don't have to click that all the time. It'll be delivered straight to you. And with that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. How you doing?
I am great. I had a wild dream, and I want people to, this is a good pre-show fodder, and maybe get into this later in the show as well. If there are any people out there on the text line, 412-928-9370, that fashion themselves as these amateur sort of, these people that can tell me what dreams are about, that can interpret dreams, okay. I'd love to know. This is a totally true dream that I had last night. So it starts off, and you know, with dreams, you don't know if, did this dream last 8 seconds? Did it last 45 minutes?
Yeah.
You know? But it was very vivid.
Okay.
And it took a long time. So I went and I picked up pizza. I was picking up pizza. But it was in, I didn't recognize the pizza store.
Okay.
I just went in and it was a pizza place. And I go in and I get pizza from the guy. Okay. And it was summertime. So it was open air. And it was like a big window in the front. You know,
it wasn't like a restaurant with tables and seating and stuff. It was kind of like where you just walk up to a counter.
Yeah, it was like on a sidewalk, though, like a city sidewalk.
Okay.
And it had like a throw-open window, and you walked up and you got, but I got two boxes. I remember this. Two boxes of pizza. Then I started driving toward the airport.
Okay.
And I got a text or a call or something. It was like, you got to get there. They're landing soon.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right. And then, someone please interpret all this, and it'd be thinking about it. So then I get to the airport, and I am there to pick up Marty Griffin and Andy Sheehan.
Okay. Do you have the pizzas in hand?
They're in the passenger seat next to me.
Okay.
All right. So here's where it gets good.
Okay.
They both are carrying like carry-on sort of luggage, or like luggage. Not carry-on luggage, but kind of big luggage. So Marty Sheehan and Andy Griffin, I almost said. Andy Sheehan and Marty Griffin. And this is the regular Pittsburgh airport curbside.
Hey, but you're just parked in the pickup.
The weird part is I'm picking them up where you normally drop people off, up on the top level. So that wouldn't fly.
No.
But it's my dream. So
right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Because you know where you drop people off there on the top?
Yeah.
I would pick them up there. So I don't know why.
That doesn't make sense, but it's like you said, it's a dream.
It's my dream. So they come out and they put their luggage in the back.
Okay.
In the trunk. But Andy Sheehan is also carrying two pizzas.
It's another four pizzas involved.
Correct. And he looks in the window and he goes, "Why did you get pizzas? I was going to bring pizza." And I go, "Well, okay, it's not a big deal. Whatever. Just get in."
Uh-huh.
So there's two pizzas in the front,
those
two goofs get in the back, and Andy Sheehan has two pizzas on his lap, and Marty Griffin is sitting next to him.
Where'd the other two pizzas go?
They're still in the front.
Oh, so they're both in the back. Okay, I got
no,
you.
No. The two I brought are in the front.
Right.
Andy Sheehan is holding his too.
But sitting in the back seat next to
Marty. Yeah, like I'm driving Miss.
So they
like,
both got in the
they
back.
They both got in the back.
You're like a chauffeur now.
Right. Now, here's where the hook
driving
comes.
Two newscasters
yes,
and four pizzas.
And four pizzas.
Okay.
Okay, so we are driving toward the city, and someone is broken down, has a flat tire or
okay.
whatever. I don't know what the occasion is we pull over. So we pull over, and it's kind of near the IKEA building, kind of,
okay.
you know?
Right there in Robinson, yeah.
We pull over, and the dream abruptly comes to an end, but not before this. We pull over, and Andy Sheehan goes, that guy needs help. We got to help him out. Okay?
Okay.
And we pull over, and it's a middle-aged sort of regular guy.
Uh-huh.
And we go, hey, do you need help? And the guy turns, okay, as his car is sitting there, and he takes a leak into the sunroof.
What?
And then I woke up. He turned, and then we go, ah, what are you doing? And then I woke up. He was standing.
Was he standing on top of the car?
No, it was trajectory, projectile.
Oh, so he like
he
got some arc on it.
He arced, yes. He, okay. got his galoop. And he put it, and it
pretty
went
strong
on.
Strong stream
it was
there.
And it went
like a,
in.
Like a
and
hose.
It went all over Andy Sheehan's pizza box.
Oh, it went into.
It went through the sunroof.
Into the car that you were driving.
Yes, into
oh.
our car. And we're yelling at the guy. And then I woke up. Now, some will say, that is a story I can't make up.
Yeah,
that was my dream last night. So what is.
There has to be someone out there who can analyze that. There has to be.
Yeah, and so I don't know what the story. What do you make of that? I don't know Andy Sheehan. I do know Marty Griffin.
Yeah.
What do you make of the big finish?
Hold on. When did you wake up from the dream?
Yeah, right, because we're yelling. We go, hey, what are you doing? Yeah.
And you like woke up startled?
Yes, but we never.
Was it, did you have to get up and then go pee?
I did.
Okay, so that part's easily explainable. Like
okay.
you had to pee, so somebody in the dream had to pee. But
he peed into the sunroof.
Yeah, that part doesn't make any sense.
Because we had the sunroof.
And the pizzas.
There were four.
And the pizzas were left in the car when you guys got out to help.
We never got out to help.
Oh, you never got it. So
no, he peed in the sunroof. We all started.
While you're sitting in the car.
Yes, that's
oh
the whole thing. We
God.
Pulled over, and I think it was Sheehan rolls the window down, or the window was down, because it was summer.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, do you need help? And then the guy turned. He was like bent over the car looking at the wheel or whatever, and all of a sudden, he just projectile leaked. Up over, it was like a perfect foul shot, the trajectory of it, right into the sunroof.
Splash.
And it just splashed down all in the car, and it landed, and I heard the noise of it on the pizza box.
Back
pizza box.
The first thing is you had to pee. The dream woke you up, and,
uh-huh.
and so you went and peed, because that's first, foremost.
People ask, what were the pizza toppings? I don't know.
You have no idea what kind of pizzas
yes.
were in those. You don't even know if pizzas were in those boxes.
No, well, I did pick the two pizzas up at the first place, which I don't know where it was.
Right, but
it was inconsequential.
You could have opened the box and it could have been like Pulp Fiction.
Could
it
have
just
been.
Something
could
glowing.
Have been, but, I,
yeah.
but I went to a pizza shop to get those.
So, but you like pizza.
Uh-huh.
You know that. Especially pizza from like a local place where you would just pick it up like that.
Yes.
So you were worried about someone peeing on something you like? I don't know, man.
But where is Marty? Is Get Marty involved in this? Like, and why is she in? Because do they both kind of do the same thing at times? Are they both investigative guys?
Well, yeah. I mean, Andy is.
Yeah.
And Marty has been in the past.
I don't know. I didn't want to share this with anyone, so instead I shared it with everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
Yeah, so that's where I am with this whole situation. I'm kind of... I don't know. I was startled because here's what happened. I woke up and I did. I woke up, and when I woke up, it was like 12:45.
Okay.
Last night. And I laid there. I went to the restroom, bathroom, came back, laid in bed for a minute, and kind of got my wits about me. And we're like, that just happened. I go, well, do I need to write all this down? And I go, no, I'll remember it. Like
and
I remembered it vividly. the guy was just a very innocuous person. You know, 50-year-old guy.
I don't know if the guy's necessarily...
White guy, regular guy.
I don't know if that part's necessarily important. The important part for me is...
Well, getting peed on.
Well, yeah, that's just your body, your brain was telling you you had to pee. So it was just trying to wake you up any way it could. So it gave you some sort of shocking something in the dream to wake you up so you'd go pee.
I'll never help somebody on the side of the road ever again now.
Especially just if you got pizza in the car.
Yes, that ruined it.
Or Andy Sheehan sitting in the backseat. The pizza represents something that you love, right?
Help me out, Matt.
Yeah. The pizza represents something you love, and you don't want it to be ruined somehow. I have no idea why Marty and Andy Sheehan are
in the back, and they got off a plane. That's another thing. Where were they coming from? I think it's obvious. You were thinking about Jim's retirement, needing to pick up different people and ideas, and Jim's the guy on the road, feeling helpless to someone else's desires, but wanting to be helpful. That's what but why did Jim pee on
Jim's
me then?
Jim's peeing just all over your ideas.
And he's peeing all over them. Yes.
I actually like that analysis. Like, that's pretty good.
Is there a local dream interpreter?
We need to get somebody.
Right.
In all seriousness.
I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there.
There has. I mean,
there has to be like an app for listening. This, right? Like, there's an app for everything.
I mean, you know who would know this? For sure. I'm dead serious. If I walk up to, in this next break, Bubba and ask him, he'll have that person in his cell phone.
Had him on before.
I have her on every year.
Yeah. She got her right next to the psychic that we have all the time.
She lives in Squirrel Hill. I know her. She's, you know, she's a friend of mine.
She reads palms as well.
You want to get her on? I'll see her. But, you know, she also works down at the waterfront. I got to see if she's working today or whatever. And I went to Alderdice with her cousin. Bubba's the guy to go to. Back to the dream, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't figure out. Do you think it was real time, all that stuff? Like, do you think it took 12 minutes? Did it take 10 seconds?
I don't know.
It was so vivid, and it was hot. It was warm. They had shorts on, those guys.
Okay. Well, see, I think a lot more of it has to do with just the current conditions that you're in. Like, you were probably hot while you were laying in bed, and you had to pee. So there comes all of a sudden it's summertime, and there's a dude peeing in your sunroof.
The stream, it was just perfect. It was, you know what, it was like one of those water fountains that you see?
The little Cupid type figure, like peeing
but it
into
went,
a fountain.
Yes, but like the one that starts and then goes, like, oh, watch, here it comes. It's all the way off, but watch, it's going to go whoosh.
Yeah,
ooh,
I'm more.
Right
I can't. I can't figure out the Marty Griffin, Andy Sheehan part.
Me
of it. I have no idea what they represent.
Why those two guys?
Yeah,
the peeing part. I mean, I understand what you're saying about having to pee, but I mean, do you feel like somebody is metaphorically peeing on something and something that you like in your life?
I mean, what are you now? What are you
He's
now?
Trying to help.
You
presented us with this.
I'm trying to interpret the dream.
Now people are sending me links. Dreams about peeing, meaning and interpretation.
I don't think there's any interpretation.
Dreams
if you
about
have a dream-
peeing often signify release of pressure and tension. Maybe they indicate solving a problem you had for a long time and feeling the relief of for not having to put up with it any longer. So Jim retiring.
Or maybe you just had to pee.
Maybe you're letting go of your problems and stress, which have been holding. But is the dream about the pee, or is the dream about the pizza? All right, now, guy, type in dreams about pizza and picking up vagrants on the side of the road. Well, he wasn't really a vagrant.
Yeah. Just a random guy.
Didn't pee in the dream, though. Somebody else did.
I got peed on almost.
Right.
The pizza box got peed on.
That changes things.
Think it does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't pee. A man peed.
That's no relief
Projectile
on you.
Projectile pee. And it was.
But you in the dream, criminal. You were worried about getting pee on you. That I mean, obviously, somebody's peeing in the sunroof, and you're sitting in the car, you're worried about getting pee on you. So that's your body telling you, hey, if you don't wake up and go to the bathroom right now, you're going to have pee on you.
The guy peeing is 100% cook, I'm being told. 100%.
I mean, always sleep in the nude.
I'm going to bring this back. We're going to reset this at 8:30 because I want to run it past Jim a little bit. 8:45.
He's not going to have.
He'll have something. He'll make it worse.
He'll tell you about a dream he had.
Right. He'll say a dream I think I had.
That dream once, and it was,
But anyway, I'm shook.
Didn't he talk to a Penguins player about a dream that he had about him?
Yes, he did. A hole in one. He had, and then the guy, it was, what's his name from San Diego or whatever?
Ruidel?
Yes, about he had a dream that Ruidel had a hole in one. Something like that.
What was? I don't remember this. What was Ruedel's reaction?
He was like, "Oh, okay,
okay, and that's then, great, Jim. Thanks."
Yeah, he goes, "I had a dream you had a hole one."
And I think there was one that I remember about somebody falling down steps too.
There was that trying to move a refrigerator with a penguin. He was trying to move a refrigerator, and the penguin was like, "Listen, I'm getting ready to play like game two of the playoffs. Yeah. I don't got no time for you with this nonsense." Anyway, but let's talk about it. Anyway, Matt Clement at 7 o'clock, Ray Fittipaldo at 8, Doug Whaley in the whole 9 o'clock hour. Your dream interpretations, if you want to text them, I'd love to try to figure this out because I can't. Do we just need to get on board? That's the question to start the show. You'll hear what we got going on. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.